So we're going to cover off Operations Manager and run through what we can deliver with Ops Manager for both the Microsoft stack for cloud, but also what the third-party stack we can cover as well. So we're going to go through OS and application monitoring with Ops Manager. We're going to go through the management pack structure. We're going to go through application monitoring as well as dashboards that you can configure. And we're also going to go through server, network, and storage management that we can deliver out of Operations Manager as well. We're going to go through some best practice and deployment considerations when you're building your environment, and then we'll get into some demos and labs. So some of the challenges we face today is having multiple consoles to do different tasks. So if you want to monitor your servers, that's one dashboard or console. If you want to monitor your network infrastructure, that's a different console or application. And then if you want to monitor and manage your storage, we normally have another storage solution or management solution for that as well. So it's really about pulling that together. We also have the need to monitor applications. How many of you actually monitor the applications running on your customers' servers? Maybe three or four people. Most service providers are monitoring the server for uptime, and the applications aren't really considered part of their SLA. So we're seeing that customers are starting to really demand that they want to know how their applications are performing and the uptimes around those applications. Whether you're supporting that application or not, they still want to be able to get a report or monitoring solution for that. We're also trying to be, customers are wanting us to be more proactive and be able to detect issues before they pick up the phone to call you. Okay? If a customer picks up the phone and goes, oh, can you tell me what's happening with my server? And you go, hang on, let me have a look at your server because we don't know that there's anything wrong with it. Okay? That's not really a good situation to be in. So with System Center 2012 R2, we're able to give you a comprehensive health report on not only the server, but the storage, the network, and the applications that sit on top of that OS. Okay? So we can give you a really comprehensive look at what's going on in your environment. We're also able to deliver performance-driven management capabilities as well. So being able to make sure that you can see how the things are performing, not just whether they're up or down. How many of you at the moment could tell a customer how long it takes to load each web page of their website or their web application? Or which component of their website takes the longest to load? That's the level of reporting we can give out of the system as well. We're also able to do in-depth monitoring with over 300 management packs for Operations Manager. Okay? There are over 300, and there's only a small percentage of that 300 that are Microsoft products. Okay? Microsoft ships management packs for all their products, but the percentage of Microsoft products in that big group of management packs isn't as big as what you think it is. Okay? We're also offering out of the box in 2012 the solution for network monitoring. Okay? In previous versions of Ops Manager, it wasn't really good at doing monitoring of your network devices. In R2 and 2012, we are now supporting network topology and network devices out of the box. So you can actually go and get a view of what's happening, not just at your physical server level and virtual machine level, but you can actually see what's happening on your switches and routers. So we're able to make sure we have a comprehensive view. We can make sure we have a holistic view of the health. We can also make sure that we're monitoring and managing your server network, your storage network, your storage management, your actual network infrastructure, as well as the server infrastructure. We can also have a look at some dashboards and reporting. So we're going to have some comprehensive monitoring with Ops Manager during the session today when you go through your labs. You're going to do some really comprehensive looking at the way that you can create some dashboards to be able to give you decent reporting and management capability. So with the application monitoring in Ops Manager, we're able to make sure that you know how your applications that your customers are running should be performing. How many of you know how much CPU and RAM a specific VM in your environment should be using today? maybe one or two. We're talking about being able to set and know that if you see something in SCOM that says, you know what, this server is using a bit more CPU than it normally does, you know that something might be going on. You can be more proactive about it instead of just being reactive of, oh no, something's crashed and something's gone down. We can be a bit more proactive if we know how those applications and servers should be performing. Infrastructure monitoring across your physical, virtual, and clouds. So we're not just looking at individual servers, but the services themselves. So when we looked at Virtual Machine Manager, we had a finance application or service at the top, and then we had all the servers that made it up. We can have that same sort of view in Ops Manager. We report on the service. We don't need to identify the 20 or 30 servers that customer has that make up that service. All they want to know is, are my services up, yes or no? You as a service provider, though, need to be able to drill in if something is wrong and see what's happening on each of the individual servers or the individual components. System Center 2012 R2 gives us improved and advanced Linux and Unix support. Okay? We now have better monitoring capabilities on those OSs and platforms. We also have better insight into .NET and Java application performance management. Native SNMP monitoring and IPv6 support. We also have more customizable dashboard capabilities in R2. Global service monitoring, so you can monitor from a third site. So instead of just saying to a customer, we're monitoring your server from within our data center, you can also say, you know what, we're also monitoring your services and applications from the Azure cloud or maybe another data center that you have, and you're coming back in as if you're an external customer coming into that environment. So you can give them real-world monitoring capability and reports, not just internal within your data center. We also have integrated System Center advisor views. So you can get some advice from the Microsoft technology to say, well, maybe you should look at something on this server, or maybe your Exchange server should have some custom changes made to some settings. We also have monitoring across on-premise and Windows Azure services. So if you have customers that have some services with you and some in the Azure cloud, we can monitor them as a whole and give it some single point of reference for them to be able to go to see the reporting on both infrastructures. We're able to give you a comprehensive, detailed report. When we use SCOM, we're capturing a lot more information than you'll potentially ever use. Okay? We capture that information so that if you ever need it, it's there. Okay? So you need to look at the monitors and look at the things that you're monitoring for and ascertain whether you need them or not. Okay? So when we look at Ops Manager, we have that holistic view. So if I bring that up for... I'll bring this up for you so you can actually see it in a bit more detail. So here we can see a holistic view. So I can see that there's a problem with this service. Okay? I can see that this server has an issue. Okay? I can drill down, and as I drill down, I can see more details. Let me zoom in. It's still a little bit small for you, so... So I can see here that my Windows computer role health up has an issue. So I come down and I can keep drilling down where the red X's are until I get to the root cause. So here I can see that my remote desktop licensing server availability is showing an issue. So it probably means that I haven't configured my licensing on remote desktop services correctly. Okay? But I know that there's an error, so I've drilled down and I can find the root cause. And on the right-hand side there, I have the Knowledge Base tab that gives me suggestions on how to fix the issue. So keep in mind that we have that end user synthetic transaction experience as well, where we can have a simulation of a user connecting to an application, and we can show whether or not that was successful or not. And you will know not just that it's either a ping test or a HTTP GET, but actually synthetically pretend to be a user, log into Exchange mailboxes through webmail, or log into Exchange through ActiveSync. And you can validate that that service and application are actually functioning. It's not just about, oh yeah, I can do a HTTP GET or a ping. Okay? You can actually imitate a user interaction. We can give you a full 360 view of the application health. We can look at your .NET application performance or your Java Enterprise Edition application server. We can go into a lot more detail. We have availability, so we can have a global service monitor. So if you don't want to just monitor internally, but you want to monitor from an external source, we can deliver that as well. We also have the diagnostic capability to diagnose issues with a lot of the different vendor products. So we can do the .NET applications, the Java Enterprise Edition servers, SCOM infrastructure monitoring management packs. We also have IntelliTrace integration as well. And we can also look at some resolution through Team Foundation service work item synchronizations or Visual Studio. There's a whole range of ways we can present that information. With the 360-degree .NET application monitoring, we can see a summary of health and key metrics for a three-tier application. Okay, so we can display the information from global services monitoring, the .NET application performance monitoring, as well as the web application monitoring. So if I zoom in on that dashboard, you can see here, we can see the average response times from the web application. We can see the availability, the performance, the reliability, and we can see the application performance for Dinner Now. We can see the availability for Dinner Now, and you can see various different information on that screen. So down here, we can also see the average response time for that Dinner Now web application is 5.58, I believe that'll be milliseconds, okay? So, it is seconds. So it is capable of supplying a fair bit of information to you so that you can give this sort of dashboard to your customer and say, this is how your web application is performing, not just internally, but from an external source as well. So if they ring you and say that it's running really, really slow, you can help troubleshoot, because if you have a third party site coming back in, you've got a proof to say, you know what, it may be something to do with the internet connectivity between you and us, or it could be something to do with your local on-site stuff, because when we're testing from another site, we don't have any issues with that sort of performance speed. We're also talking about predictable application SLAs. So being able to discover application dependencies that may have issues. So if we were to look, for example, at this one down the bottom here. So if we zoom in here, we have that same sort of service structure that we saw in VMM, where we see the service at the top and then we have the servers, and we can drill down, we can see network adapters, we can also drill in, it's not very clear on that screen, but we could drill in even further and see disks, and then we could also drill down further and see the storage that that disk is sitting on. We can also see application component load times and response times, and we can also go through and isolate the root causes. So we can do that health view, go down and see what the actual root cause of an issue is. We can also then do triage and remediation through going into the ticket, seeing what the knowledge base article says. And also, you can then write your own company knowledge base article. So when you resolve the issue, you can write in that knowledge base how you dealt with that issue. So if another user in your organization has that issue, they can use that solution and not have to potentially go looking for a better solution. So with a server network and storage management, as I said earlier, we can actually drill in and see what's happening at the hardware layer of not just the Microsoft stack, but also the other stacks as well. So an example here is, let me blow that up for you so you can see it. Is here we have our Contoso fabric, okay? We can drill down, I can see the compute, the network, the physical hardware, and the storage. We've expanded that physical network, the physical device, sorry, here, which could be your blade enclosure or a physical server. As we drill down, I can see into the device bays, I can see the interconnect bays, I can see the onboard administration, I can see the power subsystem, and I can even see the thermal systems of that device. Okay, how many of you can drill into that now out of the one operation monitoring solution? Maybe one person? So we're talking about one interface, not having to go to multiple interfaces to see all the different technology. So we're able to drill in and go right down to a default level. So we're talking about comprehensive workload and OS monitoring. So we have the workloads of Active Directory, Exchange, SharePoint, Link, SQL, the other System Center products, WSUS. And then we look at the OS, where we have our Windows Server OSs or our Windows Desktop OS. We then also look at Linux and Unix. We can monitor CentOS, Debian, HP, IBM, Novell, SUSE, Oracle Solaris, Oracle Linux, Red Hat, Ubuntu. Okay, they're the main Linux flavors that we deal with. That doesn't mean that if your Linux flavor isn't on there, that we can't do it. Okay, this is just a list of the ones that we've dealt with in the past and we know are pretty well supported. The management pack contains the settings enabling agents to monitor a specific service or application in System Center. Okay, so we have a high quality and extensible management pack. Those management packs have been around for a very long time now. We've had Microsoft engineers build the management packs for the Microsoft technologies. So the Exchange team have impact in the Exchange management packs. The SQL team have influence in what happens in those SQL management packs, etc. Now, when you get the Microsoft management packs, you'll get knowledge base information in those management packs. You also get dashboards and views and a whole heap of other things as well. So we're looking at over 300 management packs, and we've got roughly 160 Microsoft management packs. So when we start looking at those management packs, we also get reporting and custom dashboards. Okay, so you'll get SQL reports and dashboards. So there's some sample dashboards that you can see on the screen, where we have a dashboard where we can see our SQL Server availability, the CPU utilization on that SQL Server, the memory usage, the disk storage capabilities of the databases and the log files. We also see some more information about the SQL Server with SQL Server name, the enterprise edition of SQL that's installed on it, etc. And on the right-hand side is a copy of a report that you can run through SQL reporting services through Ops Manager. So what makes up a management pack and how do we do and deliver application monitoring dashboards? So a management pack architecture, we have a management pack workflow. We also have the Windows Server management packs, IIS management packs, customizing management packs capability. We'll go through all of these different types of functions and available management packs. So an example monitoring scenario that is fairly common is that a lot of you may have engineers that have to sit there and go through log files on servers individually. They have to log on a server, check the log files, aggregate the logs to see what's been going on. Or continually monitor your Exchange servers to see how they're performing. Is there any Exchange queue lengths? Is your SMTP services functioning accurately and the way that you want them to be? So what we're talking about is being able to Also think about disk space, being able to monitor servers for disk space without having to manually go and check those servers. Being able to, if we detect that there is an issue with disk space, then being able to trigger events to go and deal with the issue. So do you want to go do a disk cleanup on the server? Do you want to go and add additional storage space to the VHDX if it's a VM? Do you want to add another VHDX file to a VM? What sort of tasks do you want to do? Management packs do a lot of the looking and manual monitoring for you. Okay? You don't have to go and write them. Most of them are there for you out of the box. So the management pack architecture is made up of monitors, rules, tasks, knowledge base, views, reports, and object discoveries. So the monitors are what directs an agent to track the state of various parts of a management pack. Okay? The rules tell it what to do when events happen. The tasks define what tasks you can do through the console. Can you do a ping? Can you do an RPC config? Do you want to do an RDP connection? It gives you those sort of tasks to do. Or in SQL, for example, a task could be to mount or dismount the database or run a repair on a database. We have the knowledge base, which is the Microsoft knowledge base or the third-party vendor knowledge base that ships with the management pack. We have views so that you can have different views when you want to create your dashboards and see different things. We also have pre-packaged views so that you can have a set of pre-packaged dashboards so that you can have at least look at what ships with the management pack and how you can look at a SQL server or an Exchange server and see different tasks. Reports, so you can have a report that shows you the historical information that's happened on the server. So if you want to run a report every month or every 6 months to show the customer how their server performed over a long period of time. And object discoveries is what helps identify what is going to be monitored on a specific server. So, for example, the object discoveries, when you leave them turned on, dictate, and when the agent is running on a server, it will go and look for, okay, I need to look for a specific thing so that I know this is an Exchange server. Or I need to look for this, and if I find this, I know it's a SQL server. Okay? That's what the object discoveries do. The management pack workflows in Ops Manager 2012 are made up of rules, the monitors, and the tasks and groups. The discovery of management packs, okay, that's what discovers and goes through and lists all the management packs, the object discovery rules, etc., that are on the system. We have a model-based monitoring solution where we have an object and an object type, and there are three types of relationships. There's reference, hosting, and containment, and we have a health model where we can see the health overall of a service or a device, and then we can drill down and see what component of that service is broken. So an example up there is we have the overall health of a SQL service. We can see that the performance health, the security health, and the configuration health are all fine. But then we drill down to the left, and we can see the availability health has an issue. So we drill down, and we can see that the Windows server state has an issue. And if we're in Ops Manager, I'd be drilling down even further to find out what that was. We can also import and export management packs so that we can take them from one environment to another. So when we're using our test and dev environments, we can create management packs that are customized for your requirements or your customer's requirements, test them in your dev and test environment, export them, and import them into your production environment. Or if a customer's coming from their own premise into your data center and they've already written their own management packs or their own management pack that they want to bring up into your cloud, you could import that management pack into your environment as well. You can also extend the capabilities of Ops Manager through management packs. As we said, there's plenty of partners that are non-Microsoft that are releasing management packs for you to be able to install so that you can monitor and do tasks against their solutions. That said, the third-party vendors that release management packs don't necessarily fill in all the knowledge base articles, or their knowledge base articles may be limited. They may also not supply all the dashboards and views that you may be expecting, so you may still have to do some customization around dashboards, views, and reporting. So we're really supplying a complete application monitoring solution. We're doing server-side monitoring and reporting. We're doing client-side, where we're doing end-user experience-related monitoring and reporting. And we also are doing synthetic reporting, where we're testing against an application and validating that it's not just the server online, but the application is functional. So again, we can view the entire health of a service. So if we go back to the finance application that we're dealing with in the VMM instance, here we can see the financial transaction service up the top. I can see that there are four servers. We have a web tier, a SQL tier, a mid-op tier, and a finance mid-BSL tier. And I can see that if I look below the tiers on the left, I have an issue with a fin mid-BSL server, okay? And I can also see on the right-hand side that one of the financial web servers is offline. But if you notice, the finance transactional service is green because it is still available. The service is still functional. Even though we have one of the web servers and one of the other servers, I'm not sure what it does, but those two servers are offline, but it doesn't impact the customer. The customer service and application is still functional. There are some issues that you're going to have to deal with, of course, because you have two servers showing an issue, but the customer won't see that if you're just supplying them the service reporting. All they care about is, can I access my finance transaction application? Yes, great, that's all I care about. Do I care about the fact that I've got one web server not working? No, as a customer, all I care about is that I can log into my application and all my staff can work. So when we start looking at deep diving into the application performance, we can start to see information about the .NET calls that the application may be making, the application methods that are used, the variables and parameters that are used, but also the types of calls being made to web methods or internal execution of SQL commands. So in the example up on the screen, which I'll zoom in for you, we can see here we have this Dinner Now application. And when we zoom in, we can see the ASP page. I can see the SQL call, client calls. I can see the remaining calls. I can see WCF client calls. And I can also see load times. So if you have a look down here, I can see that 6,887 milliseconds, which is 99.88% of the load time, is taken up with WCF calls. So then I could say, you know what, if a customer's complaining that their application is loading slow, we have somewhere to start looking. We can say, okay, if the customer doesn't think that's a reasonable amount of time, we can start looking into what's happened. We can also pass this information to the developers of the application and say, we're seeing a lot of slow response times doing these sort of calls. Can you either look at the code and see if there's issues with it, or are those calls actually calling against MySQL or something else that is running in your environment, and you can go look at your SQL servers and see why it's taking so long to respond or something. So we can also present that same information in a more rich and visual appealing process. Okay, so we can show a nice pink bar graph if we didn't want to show them just a table of figures. This is a sample Exchange Server Health dashboard where you can see a list of the Exchange servers, their status, whether they're healthy or critical. And you can see the role that that server has, as well as the active status, the Active Directory site. as well as the service components. And you can see that one of them is critical, and then I could open that and drill down and see why it's critical. So if I drill down, what I would see is that server one, OWA proxy health set is bad. So then I would start going in looking at why OWA is not responding the way that it should be. And then if we drill down further, I can now see some other information and the dashboard's resolved once I've dealt with the issue. So here's an example of a SQL dashboard that we saw earlier, but a little bit bigger so you can see a bit more information on it. We have our SQL Server availability over the last 24 hours. We have our SQL CPU utilization over the last 24 hours. And I also see my SQL memory. Okay? So I can see very easily and graphically how my server's been performing over a period of time. Now, as an administrator, if I was a SQL DB and all my job was to manage this SQL server, I can very easily at a glance see how the server's performing, and I can go back and say, you know what, at 7 or 8 o'clock, CPU utilization was running at 100%. I really should look into what was happening on that server during that period of time. So out of the box, the Microsoft Management Packs ship with dashboards so that you can see very easily and quickly what's happening on your environment. But these are not multi-tenant dashboards. You need to customize and create your own dashboards to give customers that only show their servers or their information. So an example is the Exchange Management Pack. When you deploy it, the dashboards that you see will show all the Exchange servers in the environment. So if you have two or three different Exchange servers, one for each customer, and they're different customers, if you open the default Exchange service dashboard, you will see all the Exchange servers in your environment, okay? And if you gave that to customers, they'd see each other's Exchange servers. So you need to customize the dashboard to only show their Exchange servers or their applications, okay? It's very easy to do. You just need to know how to do it. We can also use wizards to help you create those dashboards and views and reports that you want to give your customers. We also have different ways of publishing that information. We can publish it via SharePoint web parts. We can publish it via the web console of Ops Manager. Or if you're just going to publish reports and not give customers dashboards, you can publish those SQL reports through a SharePoint or a website very easily. So create an application dashboard is easy. It's a four-step process. We select a folder that you want to create the dashboard in, which in a multi-tenant environment, you would create a folder for each of your tenants. We would then define the layout that we want to use for that dashboard. We would configure it. You would add the widgets and configure the desired information you want to display in that widget. We would then share that, either publishing it through a SharePoint web part, the web console, or a web interface that you customize, and specify what they can see. You would create them a specific user account and identify what dashboards and views they're allowed to see. So when we define application performance monitoring, we define the application or monitor we want to use. We also identify those applications through the management packs, okay? So if you want to do Exchange, you have to have loaded the Exchange management pack. We can also turn on performance event monitoring and turn on exception event monitoring. So you can also set the server-side performance thresholds. So you can say, if the performance event threshold breaches 600 milliseconds, please notify me that there's an alert. The same as the client side, we can also set page load thresholds as well as AJAX and WCF thresholds as well. We also have the product dashboards in the catalogs. So if you want a management pack, when you go to the online catalog, okay, and you expand the management pack, you will also see the management packs that have dashboards inside them, and you can see reports that are also inside those management packs. You need to think about creating meaningful and useful dashboards and views. Okay? Customers are going to want to see useful information, not just a heap of information that you're just going to flood the page with and they can't see or read properly. Same with your administrators or your engineers. They're going to want to see useful statistics and information that help them do their job. So it's about giving appropriate information, not just let's fill the page with information and hope no one notices what's really happening. All right? You need to give them useful information. And also try and use some of the rich visualizations. Customers, much like most people, like to see graphical, friendly information, not just a list of tables and figures. They want to see graphs. They want to see nice presented information. It's also about consistent monitoring and visibility. So we have administer capabilities through the normal SCOM admin console. We can also do delegated access through either the Ops Manager console or the web client. And we can also publish information either through SharePoint, using web parts, or through custom web applications. Everything we present, no matter which dashboard or which Operations Manager console or web client we use, that information is the same across all of them. Okay? We don't present different information in different consoles. It's the same information. You just pick which method you want to interact with. At the back end, we have a management server, you have your web server, and then we have two databases which are critical to Ops Manager. We have an Ops Manager DB, which is what all the normal active alerts go to. We then have our Ops Manager Data Warehouse database, which is where we store long-term information, okay? The Ops Manager DB only stores information for the period that you set, which is normally between 14 and 30 days, because all you want is the instant information that's happening in the system. You don't want information in that database from 6 months ago. That's what our Data Warehouse database is for, is where we store and use long-term storage of information, so that you can do a 12-month report against their servers to give them a proper yearly report on how their servers are performing or whatever it is that you need to deliver to the customer. So we have different methods, and those different methods are connecting in, use different features and functions. So the administrator console is WPF. Our delegated web client is Silverlight. Okay? So you need to have a Silverlight web client. And publishing through SharePoint uses a web part, which is also components of Silverlight, so you'll need to make sure that that interface also uses a web browser that has Silverlight-capable function. We can do reporting and trend analysis. So over a very long period of time, we can do some trending and analysis against either databases or their VMs, and we can show them information on how their systems performed over a long period of time. Your sales guys or your engineers can use this information to either help customers either by recommending more CPU or more RAM, or even against the sales guys' best intentions, tell them that they may not need as much RAM or CPU as they've been having. Okay? But you can give them useful statistical information to help them make business decisions about, are we doing the right thing with our VMs or databases? Do we need more RAM and CPU? Do we need less? Do we need better disk I/O? What do we need to help make our system run better? You can also use the same information to show customers that their services are performing above expectation as well. Okay? So it can be used as a sales tool or just as an engineering tool internally to make sure servers are performing as expected. We can also use those same reports to easily identify where ongoing resources should be focused. Should it be focused on the web application servers? Should resources be spent on the database servers? Down the bottom there, we can see some load times of a default ASPX page and the subcomponents, and we can then see the relationship of all the different components and work out where to spend that money. We really want to make sure that your infrastructure is kept up and running as best as possible. So we have proactive monitoring, okay? Monitoring your systems and making sure you can identify when issues are going to occur before they occur. So seeing spikes in RAM or CPU utilization or disk IO and being able to say, you know what, something's going on that server, let's have a look at it. Let's not wait for the customer to ring us because it's not performing and they're having issues connecting. Corrective action, being able to have faster corrective responses. So instead of your guys, and I know this happens everywhere, going and looking at an event log on a server going, oh, there's an error, it's this error message. And what do? They open their browser and go to Bing or Google, whack in the error message, and then they have Joe Blow's opinion on what the issue is and how to fix it. They try that issue, oh no, that didn't fix it. Then they'll look for the next blog or post on how to fix it, okay? With Ops Manager, those event errors are stored in the knowledge base articles. You can find the Microsoft TechNet articles linked so that you can actually look in and see how Microsoft recommends to fix the issue. Not Mr. Joe Blow, who owns some business around the corner, who's not even a proper engineer. He's just got an opinion on what the issue was and how to fix it, okay? So please make sure that you do follow some of those KB articles in SCOM. They're not always going to be 100% right for your environment. As service providers, we always have to make tweaks and changes to the environment to make it work for a customer or a multi-tenant environment. But it's a good starting point, and it's much more reliable than what you're going to find in the other methods. Standardized, automate the cloud infrastructure updates and patching, and making sure we can monitor and keep track of that. We also have available, making sure that our customers' infrastructure is always available to them. So it's about availability reporting and making sure that we're meeting those SLAs. And then we have our traditional compute and OS performance monitoring, making sure and showing that our servers are performing the way that they should be. So whether your customer needs to see this view is up to you. But this is the view that your engineers are going to be wanting to see. The CPU, the RAM, the disk I.O., the memory on either your hosts or your VMs, they're the sort of views that are probably going to be most critical to most of your engineering teams. I can't stress enough that you need to, if you deploy SCOM, is get your guys, when you find issues, enter in your own company knowledge base information, okay? It's going to be the best place to put it so that when you have an issue down the track, someone else has the same issue, that's already in the knowledge base. They don't have to go looking for it. We also have out-of-the-box network monitoring. We can do multi-vendor support. We're not restricted to just Cisco or HP or Dell's switches and routers. We do multiple different vendors. We use SNMP version 1, 2, 3, as well as IPv4 and 6. We can do port and interface monitoring of your switches and routers. Peripheral components about CPU and RAM. We can also do visualizations, network summaries, network node views, network vicinity views, so you can see which servers are plugged into which ports on which switches and how they relate to storage and other devices as well. And we also have reporting capabilities for memory utilization, processor utilization, port traffic, volume, port error analysis, and port packet analysis, all from the network environment. Okay, so you can pull that information from your switches and routers. When we look at the network monitoring, we also have the correlation between network devices with the vicinity map. So I can come down here, and I'm just going to blow this up for you so you can see it. Hopefully it stays viewable. So here I can see I have a whole heap of routers and switches, and then I can see that I come through this switch here, and I can see a couple of different Windows servers sitting there. So I can see the different routes that that server would take to get to other servers or other products in my environment. So the question is, can it limit it to once we've discovered the topology to add that to the server? So if you're looking at the health of that service, you're also looking at the switch that it's attached to and things like that. So yes, if you do turn on network monitoring, once we start doing the service level type views and dashboards, if you want to know that if the switch goes down, that impacts specific servers, we can add that in as well so that when you do your reports and dashboards, you'll see that come through as well. Okay? The only limitation we have with the network device scanning and being able to report on them is your firewalls in your environment. Okay? If you're blocking everything, you're only going to be able to discover what we can discover without punching holes through firewalls and things. Okay? That's just like any other monitoring solution. If we can't get to it, we can't monitor it. So, Ops Manager, as I said, is not multi-tenant out of the box. The dashboards and views need to be customized so they only show your customers' data. Okay? That's what we mean when we say Ops Manager isn't multi-tenant. Is you can't just go, yep, here's my Exchange dashboard, here you go, have a look. All right? You need to customize it to only show the customers' servers or infrastructure. You also need to make sure that Ops Manager data is only seen to the correct customers. So you need to set up groups, set up user roles, so you limit what they can see. You also need to expose and decide how you're going to expose that customer's data. Are you going to do web console access? Are you going to use SharePoint web parts? Are you going to give them full Ops Manager console access? How are you going to give them access to the environment? So the question is, the company knowledge base, can it be is it limited to a specific server or service or server? When you have that company knowledge base article, if you enter it against a specific event error code, it will come up every time that event error code is triggered. Okay? So for example, if customer A, B, and C all have SQL servers and one of those SQL servers has an error, okay, and I put in the information about that error to say it was whatever the cause was, okay? If one of the other customers' SQL servers has that same error message, when I go to the event viewer, the knowledge base articles, I'll see that same error message. So the question is, can I customize it to only show up on a specific customer's server if that error happens again and not for every other error that could happen on other servers and the fix? The only way you could do that is if you limit the management pack and you write it into a specific management pack and not the generic management pack. It becomes a little bit difficult, but you can achieve it. It's just not very pretty. That's it. Okay. So make sure you think about how you're going to expose that content to your customers. Some design decisions you need to make. Virtual versus physical. There's no reason to do Ops Manager on physical. You can pretty much get away with virtuals now. Fault tolerance. Are you going to put this on a SQL cluster or are you going to have standalone SQL? Management server resource pools. You want to be able to have multiple SCOM servers, so if one goes down, you can still monitor. Gateway servers are critical if you're going to be monitoring customers' VMs or servers that are on their own domain or workgroup computers, okay? Gateway servers make it far easier if you're going to be monitoring lots of servers that belong to someone else's domain. Configure agents for failover. So when you deploy the agents to your VMs, make sure you set the failover option so that if one SCOM server goes offline, it automatically fails over to the other SCOM server you want it to go to. Key, if you go and decide to download all the different management packs available under the sun, go in and disable the ones that you don't use. Okay? Go and turn off the monitor objects if you're not using them. Okay? A lot of people like to go and download all the management packs that they may use, but if you're not using them, go and turn off the discovery rules. Go turn off the monitors and alerts. It'll free up a lot of resources on your Ops Manager server. Okay, the more things we're monitoring and looking for, the more resources it's going to use. And the more information that gets written to the databases, and therefore databases grow very rapidly too. There is some sizing guidance on the Microsoft TechNet websites, so you can go and download the sizing guidance documentation and tools to help you size your SCOM environment. So one of the sample architectures of what a SCOM integration, a SCOM deployment looks like. As you can see, this is for a large-scale deployment. Up the top here, we have a SQL Server A cluster and a SQL Server B cluster. Each cluster, one cluster has the operational database, the other cluster has the data warehouse database. We then have our reporting server. We have an operations and web console servers. We then have our resource pool, which has three operations management servers in it. Okay, so if we ever lose one, the servers will start reporting to one of the other two servers. Okay, and we can also load balance and point specific customer service to specific SCOM servers as well. You can also spread this across data centers. Okay, this could, one of these SCOM servers could be in data center A, one could be in data center B. Okay, they don't have to all be in the one location. We also have the ability to go out to a customer site. As you can see there, there's a nice brick wall which represents a firewall. We then go out to a customer's untrusted network or domain. We put two gateway servers in for redundancy. You could put one in if you're not concerned about redundancy. That gateway server is actually joined to the customer's domain. Okay, so it's joined to their local domain. The way that that gateway server can talk back to your ops manager server is we use SSL trusts. Okay, similar to what we did in Hyper-V replica, you set up an SSL certificate on both the SCOM server and the gateway server. You preferably use third-party certificates so you don't have to try and do root CA certificate trusts and copies and synchronizations. And that is the way the gateway server will authenticate against your ops manager server. So when we think about ops manager as well, don't think about just monitoring servers in your data center. Okay? Think about offering Ops Manager as a service to customers on-premise. Okay? If customers have servers on-premise and you're monitoring and looking after the servers in your data center, why not monitor their servers on-premise and you give them a single pane of glass and they can see how their servers on-premise and in the cloud are performing and they can see it in one dashboard or view. Okay, we're seeing a lot of customers and a lot of service providers starting to offer that service to their customers so that there is a single point of reference. Also, it assists you as a service provider if the customer starts complaining about poor service. If you're monitoring what's happening in their environment and in your data center, you can help troubleshoot issues much faster. Okay, if you're seeing that your gateway server that's sitting in their environment is responding very slowly and it's taking forever to report back to you, you know there's an issue with the internet connectivity between the two sites. If there's a customer that's got a server on site that does part of the work, okay, and you're monitoring their server, you can also see issues that may be happening on there and be able to correlate where the actual issue is. Is it on your end or their end? Was there a question over here? Yeah, so as a service provider, we don't want to put Ops Manager on site. We're talking about Ops Manager in your data center, and we're talking about putting a gateway in their server, in their environment.
I thought you said install Ops Manager on-prem.
And no, no. Ops Manager in your data center and gateway servers on-prem.
Okay.
So, yeah, the gateway is a little bit more than just an agent, okay? So the gateway server has a gateway server role that's installed.
If you have a VPN to that client or that offer, can you get certificates and you trust them? Can you monitor an untrusted server using certificates without a gateway?
Yeah, so the question is, if we have a connection to a customer, can we actually not use a gateway server and use SSL trusts? Yes, you can. The reason we recommend a gateway server instead of individual SSL trusts is if you're doing more than two or three servers, okay, in a customer site, it's more of a pain to do to set up six or seven SSL trusts than it is to just configure a gateway server. But if you want to, you're more than welcome to set up all the SSL trusts. So when we look through the multi-tenancy management operations manager, you need to create a group for each tenant, make sure you assign the membership to the groups, create overrides of the CPU utilization monitor based on the requirements, okay? Make sure you go and tweak the monitors that you're using and save them in a custom management pack for that customer, okay? And then it's not going to be a generic one that affects all your servers, okay? Make sure you do that. Make sure you monitor and change the CPU utilization monitors to suit your customers' workloads. And create a custom monitoring object, such as monitor rules, alerts, targets, into different tenant groups. Don't try and combine and try and shortcut and take the same monitors and use them for multiple customers. Do take the time, set them up for each tenant, and you'll have a much better outcome.